Radio.
720 WGN.
Uh-huh.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Hawk
Chicago
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
Brings us to my favorite, your Chicago Blackhawks. Tonight they'll be in New Jersey to play the Devils. And there's been one thing, Dave, they've had some problems with in the early go here.
Yes, indeed.
What are you looking at in the Hawkopedia today?
This is going to hurt a little bit, Steve.
I'm
it's
ready.
The penalty kill.
Ooh, you're right.
And so far it hasn't killed much of anything.
No, it hasn't even wounded it.
Not really. So far the Blackhawks have allowed 14 goals while shorthanded. Far and away the most in the National Hockey League. By comparison, the second highest number of power play goals allowed, 9 by the Calgary Flames. The Hawks' PK percentage of 46% is the lowest in the NHL. Second lowest, Nashville's 68%. The 46% figure is the lowest on record through 7 games. Hawks have allowed 25 goals through 7 games, more than half of them when the other team has had the man advantage. And they have not had a game yet in which they haven't allowed at least one power play goal. Hawks' penalty kill has been at 80% or better each of the last 4 years, including 83% when they won the Stanley Cup 2 years ago.
What's it at now?
It's at 46%.
46, you said. Okay,
yes.
Sorry.
They were at 87, third best in the league in their Stanley Cup season of 2013. Part of the problem, the sheer volume of opponents' power plays. Blackhawks have been shorthanded 26 times, which is tied for the 12th most in the league. Compared to last year, though, through 7 games, the Hawks' penalty kill was at 83%. Plenty of time for the Hawks to figure it out with guys like Marcus Kruger leading the way, and it starts tonight at New Jersey. That's our Hawkopedia for today.